truckers. Terry Pratchett. He pulled Grimma up last. Well, she was light. They were all light if it came to that. Well, you didn't get rat every day. It was amazing. They were all on board. He'd worked with an ear cocked for the sound of footsteps on gravel and the slamming of the driver's door, and it hadn't happened. Right, he said, shaking with effort. That's it then. Now, if we just go...
I dropped the thing, said old Torrett. The thing, I dropped it, do you see? I dropped it down by the wheel when she was blindfolding me. You go and get it, boy.
Masklin looked at him in horror. Then he poked his head out from under the tarpaulin, and yes, there it was, far below, a tiny black cube on the ground. The thing. It was lying in a puddle, although that wouldn't affect it. Nothing touched the thing, wouldn't even burn. And then they heard the sound of slow footsteps on the gravel.
There's no time, he whispered. There really is no time.
We can't go without it, said Grimma.
Of course we can. It's just a thing. We won't even need the wretched object where we're going.
He felt guilty as soon as he said it, amazed at his own lips for uttering such words. Grimma looked horrified. Granny Morky drew herself up to her full quivering height.
May you be forgiven,
she barked.
What a terrible thing to say. You tell him, Torrett.
She nudged Torrett in the ribs.